This is a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, it is. It's a podcast and you love it.
We've got Sister Brother on to talk about their new single, Fantasy. We've got Dave Thompson from the band, who is one of the brothers, if I'm not mistaken. How are we doing this morning, Dave?
Very well, Zach. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. Thank you for coming on. So you've released this new song called Fantasy, and it's accompanied by a very professional, super clean cut and well-produced music video. And the credits on YouTube, they credit you as director, editor, one half of wardrobe, one half of props, as well as set design. Your job is in film, correct?
Yeah. I make a lot of music videos as part of my work and other things. Yes, I love it. Film is it's life. It's just as important as music, right?
For sure. What did you get into film before you got into music?
That's a good question, actually. I mean, I always watch films, but no, I did do music first. Yeah. I've always been a graphic designer by trade, actually, and then I shifted into video a few years ago, mm-hmm. a decade ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the graphic design definitely comes through on this video. I mean, there's some really smart, funny, like alien subtitles going on in the video. I'm curious, what are they? Do they mean
the Klingon?
Oh, it's Klingon.
Well, yeah. I was hoping. I've been waiting. I shouldn't give that away, but I've been waiting for someone to spot that it's Klingon.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it does say some stuff. If you're able to read Klingon, you can find out what those people are saying.
Okay.
Or aliens.
Is there like a Google Translate for Klingon?
I think that's a brilliant question. You know, this is something that everyone after this interview will have to go and Google. You know.
Yeah. They should make an AI program to translate Klingon into English or whatever. Now, your sister Taz created around 20 of the really incredible alien costumes. Do you know what might have been like the most difficult one to create?
We did a lot of combination of like found stuff as well as putting together stuff. But what would have been difficult? I think the challenge for us is we're operating on a super low budget, so a lot of the wardrobe is that we're working with kind of the cheapest latex masks and things like that we can find. But the challenge for us was trying to work out how to piece together like a latex mask, with a costume and have it connect, and work all right. You know, we've got to add scarves and gloves and all of those things to bring a costume together. Mm. So it was really the combination of things, we did a lot of spray painting. But probably the trickiest thing to make, we did actually make an LED hula hoop, which actually didn't end up in the video in the end of the day, but that was a bit of a process.
Not true.
So we've got like a LED skirt hula hoop. So it's interesting. You spend a lot of time making something and it doesn't make the cut, but that's part of the process.
It is indeed. I was going to say, in the video, the drummer has like neon glasses. Are those real neon glasses or are those
they're functioning.
Wow.
Yeah. He said he wanted to wear them when we played a gig the other day. And I was concerned because I thought he might have an epileptic fit while he's performing. But he seemed to get through it all right.
So, that's cool. Now, the song Fantasy features these very, 80s, it's totally 80s instrumental, and the song is about a lot of distractions. It's about a lot of things. Some of the key takeaways I thought that it was a song about like longing to repair a relationship and creating kind of a fantasy, distracting yourself from the horrors of the world. And also I thought about the social media ramifications of fantasy and trying to get away from reality. Were those some of the messages
amazing.
You were
you
trying
nailed it.
To... Yeah, 100%.
I'm stoked that you got that from it. That's totally the vibe.
Cool. Okay, I'm very glad. I like the contrast of it because it's a very bright, bouncy song, but you've also got these really horrific lyrics about not being able to confront
reality.
Yeah,
well, that's the thing.
You know?
Yep. Well, that's where the song kind of came from. It actually came from quite a dark place. But I guess part of, like, originally, the source of it, for me personally, but... I guess that's part of the story is that and part of our journey with our music is that it's often about that kind of bringing a different perspective or life to to something that is negative and reviewing it through a different lens, and that's kind of where we've gone with the music for it.
Oh, you can definitely show us through, I think. I'm curious, what is your favourite form of escapism? Is it making stuff? Is it filming? Is it making music? Is it, yeah, what is it?
It's definitely watching movies, and usually 80s film.
Nice.
Or sci-fi specifically, yeah.
Nice.
If I could tuck myself away for a day and watch Star Trek and Doctor Who all day, that'd be me. That's good.
That's heaven.
Yeah.
I was got a question to ask. Star Wars, Star Trek, or Dune, what is the best... like 80s kind of franchise, sci-fi franchise?
Yeah, I mean, they are so hard to choose between, but I mean, for me, for some reason, I've always been a bit of a Star Trek guy, and that probably comes through a little bit in the video, particularly Star Trek Next Generation. That was kind of me growing up, my late night television show. And I was just a big fan.
Was that with Patrick Stewart as Picard?
Yes. Patrick Stewart and Data, the robot that was always searching for emotion and connection.
Crack it. I believe Tom Hardy made an appearance on that, if I'm not mistaken. I think he played, was it Khan the Conqueror? Is that his name?
Totally.
I think he did.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's real fun. But getting away from the sci-fi, you've got a tour coming up pretty shortly. Are you going to be bringing the tour? Are you going to be bringing your props on tour?
Unfortunately, no props. I mean, we'll probably bring aspects of it. We'll bring like the neon vibe we're going to bring a vibe, but there's a lot of props that we can't fit in our suitcases because we have to bring a lot of synthesizers, you know. So
true.
it's a trade off at the end of the day, and we're also packing our new vinyl. Which is a bit weighty, which is really exciting. Super. Like, it's the biggest tour we've done in New Zealand, and we did a wee tour of Japan last year, which was super cool. But we actually haven't toured New Zealand, so we thought, hey, we'd better actually tour our own country.
That's awesome. I was going to actually ask you, how was the Japan tour last year? It sounds like you guys were very excited for it.
Yeah, we're all been huge fans of Japan and all of the culture and the technology and toys and everything that comes with it, cinema. And so for us, it was like a huge goal as a band to get over there. And it really was a dream come true. Like, we played a bunch of like small dive bars to really enthusiastic crowds that took off their shirts while we performed. And it was a vibe.
Nice.
Had a great time.
Awesome. That sounds like an incredible time. Well, I think that's going to conclude our Quidditor this morning. Thank you very much for coming on the program, Dave.
Anytime.
Great joining you.
And see you at the Crown Hotel.
Yes. Thank you very much for reminding
me. Next Saturday.
Yes. You can catch Brother Sister playing at the Crown Hotel next Saturday as part of a wee promo tour they're doing, which is pretty awesome. I think we'll get into playing their new song, Fantasy, ASAP Rocky. This is the Radio 1 Late Breakfast program. I'll see y'all very soon.
Podcast, mate. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.